Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. I am so excited to talk to Nash Rowe today. If you don't know him as of today, you will after this. An unbelievable young man doing some passion work in areas that I just want to have a conversation with you about. Nash, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Hello, everybody.
So I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about school. Once you get to know me, there's a few things that I always ask students when I run into them in the hall is, what are you involved in your school besides just going to class each and every day? So could you talk to us about how you're connecting with your school beyond just going to class?
So I am involved in band at my junior high, as well as I run the lighting for all of the plays and shows that our school puts on. And then I'm on the leadership team at our school, and I help out with like giving seventh graders and other students like leadership presentations about how they can be their better self.
I love that. Another thing that you'll hear me often say is, I know we've arrived when students are running things. So student leadership is very, very important to me, and it sounds like it's important to you. So can you talk to me a little bit more about what that looks like in action? I mean, you're on the top of the heap right now. You're the eighth grader, right? You're the big dog at Indian Hills. So what does student leadership in action look like to you?
To me, student leadership can mean a whole lot of different things. There can be, you know, the people that are out front about it, you know, but also there's like the silent ones, if you want to say that, you know, but I'll say like our school, they have a lot of student leaders, you know, like people in the lunchroom doing, you know, like wiping tables and that kind of stuff. But our school does actually a really good job about recognizing student leaders for that kind of stuff. But I definitely think that having like a student leadership group kind of keeps everything else in check, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. You're also describing just leading by example, just modeling the kinds of behaviors that if everybody did those things, why, what a school we would have, right? Everybody said, hey, I'll help wipe down the tables. Hey, I'll help give tours. Hey, I'll help mentor some of the younger students. If we were all able to do that, that would be quite a school. What you think, Nash?
Oh, it would be perfect, pretty much, but nothing's perfect. So,
well, I know something, Nash, that's close to perfect, and that's your passion area and what it is that you've gotten involved in. You're quite the entrepreneur. So, tell me a little bit about your Nash Confections, your baking business. Tell me about that.
So, basically, I have been baking since I was a baby, like could hold a spoon, and I got to help out with like my grandma. My grandma's friend, and then my mom, like in the kitchen a lot. They made like everything from scratch. And I'm not meaning like cookies and that kind of stuff. I'm talking condiments and like bread and everything. And I got to help out. And then it just kind of started progressing to the fact where I was like making the boxed cake mixes. And then I started learning, you know, from scratch recipes. And then in 2018 or 19, I went down and helped my grandma's friend fulfill an order at her bakery, which was like some like cranberry scones, I think. And then I'm like, this is what I want to do. And then about 2 years later, I went onto my computer, and it was actually my school computer actually. And I typed out on a yellow sheet of paper, my menu and exactly what I would have with everything with it. And then I kind of just set it aside, you know, family, friends, you know, just the regular stuff. And then it really, like my business started when my sister fell off a hammock and got a concussion over Mother's Day weekend. And I'm like, you know what, I'll make something nice for them. And then COVID was also happening. So I'm like, you know, might as well just create a job out of something that I love doing. And then at the time, I didn't really know what social media was at all. And in August, my mom posted my menu to her social media page, and then it just blew up. Like, I remember we were on vacation, and my mom had to bring the computer with because people kept like responding and emailing and then setting up all these accounts and everything. And then it's gone to the point where I've been featured on the news, Kids Baking Championship season 11, and then also a bunch of local stuff here in town.
Okay, and I'm going to dig into that in a moment here. But so what's your signature item, would you say, Nash?
My signature item is my Cinna Row. It's trademarked, and we basically just took Cinna and then put my last name, Row, onto it. And then I use it like with different varieties and flavors depending on the season. And then I would also say my pecan pie cheesecake is like another, it's like the second specialty because that won at the state fair. So those are kind of my two like top sellers.
Okay. Now I think you do know this, but Lane from our communications department stopped by and bought some Cinna Rows.
Yes.
And I ate one today. And that's the best cinnamon roll I've ever had.
Well,
and
thank you.
It was absolutely fantastic. So I don't know what your secret sauce is. I'm not going to try to get that out of you. But the frosting on top of that thing and then the roll itself was out of this world. So
thank you.
Fantastic.
When I think
about Portrait of a Graduate, there's a couple competencies that when I listen to you talk just really resonates with me. And the first is just being a continuous learner. I can only imagine as a young person in the kitchen just soaking up the feedback, soaking up, you know, the tips and trying things and, you know, working toward accomplishing goals. That's a continuous learner. So, you know, yeah. What a great example there. So let's talk a little bit. You got ahead of me here. I was thinking to myself, this young man's won at the state fair. So
yeah.
you were in the elevated desserts category. So tell us a little bit more about that.
So basically, in this last fair, I competed in the Elevated Desserts Championship, which is basically where you need to take an original dessert and then elevate it to not something new, but like elevated, basically. And there were different categories, cookies, cakes, and cheesecakes. I think there was like ice cream, and I did a pecan pie cheesecake. My grandpa, actually, how this entire thing started was my grandpa isn't the biggest fan of cheesecake nor pecans in general. And I'm like, okay, I need to really figure out how I can combine these two to create something. So then I made pecan pie filling, put that in a cheesecake, layered cheesecake batter on top with crust on the bottom, and then added caramel on top. And I took it to the fair, quite frankly, not even thinking that it would win because I was looking at the others and I'm like, these look really good. But then all of a sudden they called my name for best in class. And I'm like, oh my, like that's how, because once you do best in class, if you know, they put you into the top and that's how they decide. So then once they called my name for first place, they gave me the first place ribbon and then the best, the purple ribbon. I was like stunned. I'll be honest. It was a crazy day, but I'm hoping to compete this year as well.
So that must have drawn some attention because you also talked a little bit about you're on Food Network Kid Baking Championships.
Yes.
So tell me more about that. Now I know you probably can't tell me how it ends because isn't it going on right now?
Yes, it is. But what I can tell you is it premiered December 26th. And every single week okay, let me back up. So the season is called Biz Kids. And basically what that is all the kids have businesses. This is the first time that they've done it in the entire 11 seasons of the show. And we have different challenges every single week on Mondays. And it's basically you just compete, see what you can do. And then they'll judge you. The judges are Duff Goldman, Valerie Bertinelli, which you probably know who those two are. But then somebody will win. So then the rest besides two will be safe. And then one person goes home every single round.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, that's exciting. So not only do you have all of this going on, you're an entrepreneur, but you're also, do you offer baking classes to people?
Yes. So on my website, I have options to do like personal one-on-one baking classes and then group baking classes, which are up to, I think, 25 or 30 participants, I think. And then the group or the personal are up to 4 participants. And I'll just teach them a few, like one or two recipes based off their skill level. So let's say you're just brand new to this. And I teach kids and adults. It's not just, you know, kids. I've taught like many adults that don't know how to bake. So I teach them the basics and then they kind of go on with that. And then they'll get a recipe to keep and like an instructional video with tips and stuff that they can always look back at.
That sounds great. You'd probably size me up and just teach me how to boil water would be my guess.
Well, I mean, I can definitely teach you.
Okay. So the second competency that when I hear you talk is that critical thinking. I'm picturing you kind of under pressure in this baking contest, constantly analyzing key information and developing and innovating solutions. So is that kind of what you've got going on here?
Yeah. If you have seen the show, you'll know that mistakes happen. Mistakes happen all the time. And you really got to be a critical thinker because you only have a certain amount of time before things have to get done. And they always throw a twist at you. They'll add something in and, you know, you have to add it to your dessert. So I will say in the past, in the episodes that I'm in, there was a lot of thinking that I had to do. Like if my filling completely just broke, like it just did not work, then I had to think, okay, this is how much time I have left. What am I going to do? So yeah, there's definitely a lot of critical thinking that you have to do on the business side, but also on the show side.
Well, that sounds great. So do you think this is something that you'll kind of continue down this path as you go into middle school and high school? You know, we've got career technical education classes around foods and all this. Is that something that's going to be of interest to you?
I think so. Obviously, I don't know my whole life's plan yet, but I'm planning on running a business and doing, you know, stuff like that with like food photography, but also, and you know, like food styling, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. You know, so, you know, that's our job, right? We're trying to get you post-secondary ready, career ready, life ready. So do you feel like you're on that path? How are we doing so far here in West Point Schools?
I think it's actually going really well. I've learned a lot from my school and my elementary, and I feel like, you know, going into high school, it'll just help me even more to excel with my goals are.
That's fantastic. So I think, you know, I was snooping around and reading your biography and some things on your website, and I saw a picture of you and your mom heading to the airport, I think, to take off. And so clearly you've got some wonderful support with your parents at home. Yes. Now let's talk at school. I also need an adult that you feel connected to at school. And this is an opportunity to kind of do a shout out to somebody. It just an adult in your life that if you really needed help and needed to go to somebody, who would that be and why?
At my school, it'd be Mr. Cunningham, just because he'll be able to help me with whatever it may be. But he's a good teacher.
Well, that's great that you're able to quickly identify somebody. That's so important to me that everybody has at least one pro-social adult in their lives at school. So that's great. Okay, Nash, here's where we get to kind of just do a shameless plug, man. How do we order from you? How do we get the Cinnarose?
So the way you can get everything, there are a few different ways. So you can go to my social media accounts, that being Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And then you can also, and like message me there, or you can go to www.nashesconfections.com and place your orders through the website as well. So that's how you can get those delicious treats.
So are you like baking every day, or how's that? How do you pace all this out with school and whatnot?
Well, I'll be honest, the fact that I'm in junior high now, and even though going to school a little earlier is sometimes not always fun, when I get home, I have like a lot of time in the afternoon. So, and luckily I'm a pretty good time manager, so I can get my work done at school the way it's supposed to be done. And I'll bake a few days, but I have a tendency to not want to say no. So I've tried scaling myself back a little bit, but I'm still taking orders, still doing all the stuff, but I definitely use my time really, really well.
Yeah. If I read it correctly, you, in the last couple of years, you had 800 to 900 orders. Yes. And obviously growing. You probably need to update your website.
Yeah, it's quite crazy. Like, I mean, once that show announcement aired in November, I think the support that I had, I gained 400 orders in a month. And that's quite a lot for somebody who is still in school and still doing everything. So the fact that everybody still helped me through it and like ordered from me is just crazy.
Well, Nash, your future is so, so bright. Thank you for just spending a little time with me today. I heard your story and I said, I need to talk to this guy. what an exciting story for you. And just appreciate you spending a little bit of time with me this afternoon.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.